Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Valley Now. Again, I'm your host, Eric Little. Thank you for joining us this morning. Let's rejoin our conversation with Dr. Jacqueline Khorasani, a professor of economics and the director of the Entrepreneurship Program at Marietta College, as we discuss the Mid-Ohio Valley Entrepreneurship Expo, coming Thursday, September 26th, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Marietta College.
You mentioned earlier about entrepreneurs being willing to share what did and didn't work about their businesses. Are you kind of surprised sometimes about how candid some of these entrepreneurs are about the things that don't work?
I am not surprised. Maybe I should be. I have learned that people are not afraid to talk about their failures because failures are lessons. If you reflect on your failure, you can learn from your failure and move on and build an even stronger business. If you look at most successful entrepreneurs, they didn't succeed from day one. They took small steps and sometimes they failed and they changed direction until they got where they are. Actually, this year we have a 70-minute session on learning from failures at the conference. Yeah. So I'm sure people that participate in that session will openly talk about their failures. From my point of view, failure should not be a surprise. Mm-hmm. It should be something that you learn from and reflect upon and move on. Yeah. But our job is to kind of guide entrepreneurs to minimize their failures or make them manageable.
Is that a lesson that, I know it's a tough one to teach people of any age, but particularly of the generation that's in college right now, is that a lesson that they struggle with maybe more today, less today, or is it about the same as years past?
We have to change that, but I have to say people in general think failure is failure and failure is bad. And that comes from really educators and the way we conduct our classes, elementary school, middle school, high school, and college. What do? You take a test. You failed. Go home. You're bad. It's wrong. Da-da-da, da-da-da. We make failure bad. So what I do, for example, and most of our entrepreneurship faculty does in class is that we don't really give those type of tests a lot. But if you do take a test and you fail, we ask them to reflect upon their failure. Instead of leaving the classroom and dumping your exam paper in the trash can because you're angry that you failed, no. Let's just put it in front of you and let's think about what went wrong. Step by step, reflect on what went wrong, what did you not do well on, and what's the reason for it. Analyze your failure and learn from it. That is really what we want to focus on. And unfortunately, for years, that has not been the focus of our education.
Let's talk about the business community in the area. This is an area with a lot of small businesses. How has the business community in this area responded to events like this on campus? Whether they're entrepreneurs or whether they're running large businesses, they have to be pretty well connected to your program, don't they?
They are. And if they were not, we could not have the 4th annual Mid-Ohio Valley Entrepreneurship Expo. So from the very beginning, they're involved in our planning. We have a strong connection in the community through various channels that we have created in our program. For example, we have over 50 mentors that are constantly engaged in our program. They serve our students as mentors. They guest lecture in classes. They help them with their competition experience. They judge competitions. So we are constantly in touch with our mentors and ask their feedback over a variety of issues, especially the programming for this conference. We have supporters that they help financially or in kind. For example, this year we have over 30 sponsors for this conference, and the list is in the program, and you will find it online too soon. They are supporting us. Among those supporters, for example, the online magazine Clutch MOV. Clutch MOV is an online magazine that is actually, if you will, we have subcontracted the selection of Entrepreneur of the Year to Clutch MOV. They do the process. They pick the finalist, and then they announce the winner at the conference on September 26th. We have a variety of banks that support us, Huntington Bank, People's Bank, United Bank. We have select office services that support us financially. And again, we also have a lot of in-kind sponsors, which actually we appreciate a lot because they give towards certain aspects of the conference, and that's very valuable to us. So yes, if it wasn't for the community support, we will not be here for 4 years.
If I'm a business owner, how do I find out more information about getting involved with the entrepreneurship program? If I want to come and present at this, or maybe even guest lecture, how do I find out more about this program?
You can contact us, and you can email us at entr@marietta.edu. Also, I have to say that our website has a lot of information, so you may want to get started there. We encourage you to take a look at our website at marietta.edu/entrepreneurship-department. So if you can't spell entrepreneurship, which I totally understand, I had to practice a lot.
Me too. Yeah. I wrote it down a lot of times for this interview.
Right. So you can kind of go on the main page and kind of use the search box to find us.
What do prospective students need to know if they want to get involved with the entrepreneurship program at Marietta College, or even current students that hear about this on campus and they're like, you know what, I want to be a part of that?
They should know that they do not have to have a major or minor certificate in entrepreneurship to get involved in our program. For example, we have two very strong programs. One is a PIO-based competition. PIO-based competition is a business idea competition. It's open to all Marietta College students. And something you may not know, it's also open to community as long as you find a Marietta College student to partner with. So if you have interest in this competition, you want some money, because the top award is up to $10,000. Substantial for a college campus. Mm-hmm. And you can do a lot with $10,000. All you have to do, again, I guess this, the best way is to email us again at entr@marietta.edu. Tell us that you have business ideas and you want to find a Marietta College student to become your partner in mm-hmm. this business.
What do events like this do to enhance the overall Marietta College experience?
Over 30 years of teaching at Marietta College, one thing that I have learned is that most of the time, what students remember from their 4 years on campus of Marietta College is not something that happened in class. It's most often something that an experience, an event, or something they did or happened to them outside the classroom. That's hard to admit. I am a college professor, and I taught and I still teach classes at Marietta College, but that is really true. The events and experiences outside classroom are the ones that are really highly unforgettable, I guess. That sounds very romantic, but they really don't forget those experiences, and they refer to them on and on after they leave college, even after many years after graduation.
What's the most important factor in the success of any business?
This is kind of like a $1 million question. You can ask this question from a million different people and get a million different answers. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, a business should always look for ways to grow, because the alternative is a shrinking business.
Mm-hmm. The Mid-Ohio Valley Entrepreneurship Expo takes place Thursday, September 26th from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Marietta College. To find out more, email entr@marietta.edu or go online to the marietta.edu website and find out more, including a list of sponsors, a list of breakout sessions, and so much more. Our registration fee is $30. That includes your lunch on Thursday, September 26th. Dr. Jacqueline Corisani is a professor of economics and the director of the entrepreneurship program at Marietta College. Thank you so much for your time and telling us about this event, about the program, and about what's going on here at Marietta College.
Thanks so much, Eric.
That's our time. I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. Jacqueline Corisani from Marietta College, and remind you that the Mid-Ohio Valley Entrepreneurship Expo takes place Thursday, September 26th from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Marietta College. If you have story ideas, email us at news@7rangesradio.com, and you might hear your story become a future edition of our show. Thank you for joining us again this week. I'm your host, Eric Little. I'll talk to you next week on another edition of Mid-Ohio Valley Now.